Hi, this is Mary Wilson of The Supremes. And honey, I am up close with Savoir Faire on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Chapter 1. He was as tough and romantic as the city he loved. Behind his black-rimmed glasses was the coiled sexual power of a jungle cat. Oh, I love this.
It's the map.
I can see it's the map. What use is that to us now?
Look closer. Tiger Fletcher, see? See the vortex of ultimate darkness?
That's a hole.
Exactly.
It could lead almost anywhere.
Everywhere.
What?
We just found the biggest hole in the universe, and it's practically below our feet. Kevin, you're a genius.
Are now listening to Songs from the Squid Pod, your home for the best music from the 1980s on the Boston Dial. I am your host, Savoir Faire. No major theme for tonight's show. Of course, we've got the 80s hip-hop artist of the week and the 80s hair metal band of the week in store for you, but I'm excited to start with tonight's Squid Pod 80s trivia question of the week. This police drama TV series made its debut on NBC. It won 8 Emmys in its first season and was nominated 98 times during its 7-season run. Name the series. And the answer to tonight's Squid Pod 80s trivia question is Hill Street Blues. The theme song to Hill Street Blues, which you are listening to in the background, was written and performed by Mike Post and would eventually reach number 10 on the US Hot 100 in November of 1981. The series ran from January 15th, 1981 to May 12th, 1987. And we've also got bonus Squid Pod 80s trivia for you tonight. The 8 Emmys awarded to Hill Street Blues in its first season was a record for debuts until the year 2000. Name the show that broke that record. And the answer to the bonus Squid Pod 80s trivia question is The West Wing, which won 9 Emmys in its debut season. If you like 80s trivia, be sure to follow me on Twitter at Squid Pod Radio, where I post the 80s trivia question of the week just before the show, as well as other 80s related news throughout the week. While my show has been pre-recorded, I am monitoring WMFO's texting service live. So if you have any questions, comments, requests, feel free to text me over the course of the show at 781-350-3269. You can also reach out to me at any time by emailing me at squidpodradio@gmail.com.
I loved you. I never knew.
Hey there, I hear it's your birthday. How old are you?
Well, I...
That's great. Would you like us to sing you a special song?
Hell no.
You got it. Ready, Senor Beaverati?
I'm a ready, and a one, and a two.
You're the birthday, you're the birthday, you're the birthday, boy or girl.
I'm not afraid to die.
I feel you're rushing me.
Okay, okay. Since you don't love me, but don't want to be with me.
No, it's not that. It's just that I'm afraid of getting hurt. I don't know. I just keep asking myself, should I really take you home? What do you think?
Thank you.
are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod, and that last set included two birthday celebrations of some well-known musicians from the 80s. First up were two tracks by the Swiss duo known as Yellow. We first heard Vicious Games from 1985. That was a top 10 hit for them on the US dance chart. Si Señor, the Hairy Grill from Yellow's 1987 release, 1 Second, was the second track in that set. The band's name, spelled Yello, is not a play on the color, but is actually a neologism, or a coined term, short for a yelled hello. As Edward Buchert of Tears of the Gods and Plastic Sushi, Strawberries and Thyme often likes to say, we are Tufts Freeform and sometimes Educational Radio here at WMFO. Lisa Lisa and Cult Jam, we heard their number one dance chart hit, I Wonder If I Take You Home, from their self-titled debut from 1985. The 7-inch version of Can You Feel the Beat from the same album followed. As always, we've got plenty to get to tonight, folks. So let's start the next set with a track that debuted on the US Hot 100 this week. Only on Songs from the Squid Pod.
Yeah, my friend, from the pyramids on the earth under the sun, I'm the Egyptian lover, I'm number one. Girl, I say rhymes that'll make you freak, and I program such an awesome beat. I play my jams in the clubs week after week. I so freak out on the fame of Egypt's heat. I'm the lover, let it be clear, there is no other who programs the beats that make you rock one another. I'm bad, yes, baby, you heard it before, but now I'm much older and more hardcore. So when we get live, get on the floor, show the fellas what you came here for. And zig up, y'all, cause this is it. I'm gonna make you stomp and grind to this.
So suave.
Hit me. to hear my song. I got an elevator for every floor, and gold trimmings around every door. A break driveway to park my Rolls Royce, convertible Corniche, cause that was my choice. I'm so suave, so smooth, so bad. I'll be the best lover you ever had. So suave, so cool, so debonair, so smooth, so suave, so cool, so debonair, so
ladies. Get to you. There's no question that a single instrument can sound beautiful, but place it next to a different yet equally beautiful one, and the result can be magical. It's like the harmonies created in a diverse neighborhood where folks from different religious, racial, and cultural backgrounds all lend their own unique tone to the community voice and community spirit. Diversity promotes a greater sense of engagement. It lessens racial stereotypes. It better prepares our children for the global community they will inhabit. In fact, neighborhood diversity doesn't just sound good. It sounds great. To better understand the benefits of diversity, log on to aricherlife.org. That's www.aricherlife.org. A message brought to you by the National Fair Housing Alliance in celebration of the 40th anniversary of the Fair Housing Act.
Again, everyone, it is me, Savoir Faire, and you're in the middle of another pre-recorded edition of Songs from the Squid Pod. The 80s hip-hop artist of the week, the Egyptian Lover, aka Greg Broussard, started the set off with the Lover from his 1986 release One Track Mind, a great example of the Roland TR-808 drum machine in action. Next, we heard from Ohio-based funk band Slave, particularly the track Watching You from their 1980 release Stone Jam. And wrapping up the set was Tamara and The Scene with their big hit Everybody Dance, which peaked at number 24 35 years ago this week. If you immediately thought of Prince while listening to that song, you couldn't be blamed. But the only connection to him is the fact that Tamara and The Scene were from Minneapolis and very much part of the Minneapolis sound from that period. We'll start the next set with something from a side project of Genesis bassist Mike Rutherford here on Songs from the Squid Pod.
these minstrels will soothe my jangled nerves.
She used to be an iron horse 20 years ago. Used to bring the mail to me through the ice and snow. I've sat alone and watched her steaming through the night. 90 tons of thunder.
Been listening to Songs from the Squid Pod. I'm Savoy Fair, and I hope you've enjoyed tonight's show. Before I sign off for the night, let's review what you've been listening to. Mike and the Mechanics cracked the top 40 with their first hit, Silent Running. As I previously mentioned, Mike and the Mechanics was a side project of Genesis bassist Mike Rutherford. Their self-titled debut, which included Silent Running, split vocals between Paul Carrick, think of Tempted by Squeeze, and Paul Young, but not the Paul Young you're probably thinking of, think of his big hit, Every Time You Go Away. Carrick sang lead on Silent Running. Finishing the set was 80s hair metal band of the week and our third birthday celebration of the night. Saxon lead singer Biff Byford celebrates his birthday. We listened to Princess of the Night from their 1981 release Denim and Leather. I'm going to leave you with a tribute to Sylvain Sylvain, born Sylvain Mizrahi of the New York Dolls and Sylvain and the Teardrops. I'm going to leave you with a personal favorite of mine, something from one of his solo projects, Sylvain and the Teardrops, and the only album released under that project name. Have a great weekend, everyone, and remember, stay safe. Ciao.
Tomorrow. You've been listening to Songs from the Squid Pod, hosted by Savoir Faire. On 91.5 WMFO, Medford.
A single Bitcoin transaction consumes 2,131 kilowatt hours of energy, which is enough to power the average U.S. household for 73 days. Comparing its climate effects with other forms of electronic payment, a single Bitcoin transaction creates the carbon footprint of 2,634,835 Visa transactions. A single Bitcoin transaction also generates 358 grams of electronic waste, which is equivalent to the weight of more than two iPhone 12s. Numbers to think about from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Due to COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.